the February 8, 2021 Town of Sellersburg regular council meeting at 6:03. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Matthew Zernicki.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Randall Mobley.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Jacob Elder.
Present.
Charlie Smith.
Here.
And Michelle Miller is present.
Do we have a representative from Restoration coming in there or something? Or says on the agenda?
Yeah, they signed up, but I don't think the agent's here.
Okay, so please follow us for prayer and then follow by the pledge of allegiance, please.
Father God, we just want to thank you for all that you do for us each day. Just want to welcome everybody here tonight. And Lord, just keep your hands on us on what we're doing here and just let people know that we're doing what we're doing is just trying to make the town a better place and just trying to do what needs to be done. Lord, just thank you for all that you do for us each day and just thank you for our health. Thank you for each and every person here, and thank you for the town's workers. And we pray that you keep your hands on during the weather and that you keep them safe, Lord. Just thank you again for our town, the people here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to amend or adopt the agenda as presented. A motion by Scott, do I have a second? Second by Matt. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of minutes submitted by the clerk treasurer's office and also on our website. Motion by Scott, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of allowance claims also submitted by clerk treasurer and also on our website. So motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval for payroll allowance docket also on our website and submitted by clerk treasurer. Have a motion for that approval. Motion by Matt, do I have a second? Second by Randy. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Take a moment here and we'll sign the documentation.
Michelle, what about the minutes here for the workshop? Sign those as well?
Yes.
Comments from our public on agenda items. It wasn't quite that, so we'll go move to our ordinance and resolution. First ordinance says number 2021-R-005. It's an ordinance amending sewer rates for the town of Sellersburg, Indiana. If you want to make a comment, Dave, you have a comment you want to make on that?
Sure.
sure I'll read anything?
Not necessarily, but I'll review ordinance number five and kind of review the procedure here for the next month. For tonight, for your consideration, as you've already called to record, ordinance number 2021-OR-005. And this is an ordinance for the town council to consider amending the sewer rates. As you're aware, you all have held public workshops for which the public was invited. Jacoby Timms and Lanes, as well as Bay Fertility, both made recommendations to the quality of our system and the improvement that we made. Bay Fertility went over the rate study, identified certain rates and their recommendations. And that's spelled out here. Indiana Code states that, the municipality is required to maintain sewage works in a sound fiscal and financial condition necessary to render adequate and efficient service. And throughout those public meetings and the reports, I believe that, it's been the vote and the consensus of the board to raise those sewer rates. And they're spelled out here in ordinance 2021-OR-005. Tonight would be a first reading. If you all do move to approve on first reading, the second reading would be at your next meeting, which would be the fourth Monday of the month. Also, after this ordinance, if it is approved, the town manager, he will direct his staff to send out letters to anyone who is serviced via sewer or water, which will be ordinance 006 for any of those users outside the corporate limits of the town of Sellersburg. Everyone else would be notified just on the homepage and outside here of the town hall, because a normal noticing requirement for certain state statute. So really, that's all that's spelled out there. There's the table underneath. Now, therefore, the rates, it's kind of hard to go through, but it shows that there would be the two increases phased in. One increase, but it's going to be broken down into two phases. May 1, 2021 would be the first increase, and then the second increase would come May 1, 2022. And it kind of just goes through there what Bay Fertility has already reviewed with this board. So that's what this ordinance is setting for.
Okay, all right, thanks. Does anybody have to say anything to say? All right, so this ordinance amending sewer rates for the town of Sellersburg, Indiana. Now, therefore, be ordained by this town council of Sellersburg, Indiana, as the following. One, rate sewer rates for the town of Sellersburg and are refilled and replaced as follows. Number two, date of effect for rates, phase one. Phase two sewer rates will go into effect on May 1, 2021, May 1 of 2022, respectively. Three, this ordinance shall be in full force and effect upon its passage and prolongation, as evident by the affirmative signatures that undersigned as the majority of the duly elected and serving members of this council. It's like our attorney has explained, there will be a vote on this, and then the second reading will take place at our next meeting on the fourth Monday of this February month. So I know this is something we've all discussed. Moving forward, what's best for the community, what's best for our town, our citizens, and everyone for us to move forward with our goals moving down the road. So with that said, I ask for a motion for the approval of this first reading.
So moved.
Have a motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry. Okay, do we have any discussion about this? Okay. All in favor? I'm sorry.
Charlie, is this just the sewer rate? Are there more that applies to the sewer as far as, I guess for me particularly, summer averaging, usage, that's separate from this, right? But it's still contained in the same section of the ordinance through the town?
And that's something that Mr. Smith and myself will be bringing back to the board. What we wanted to do was only to bring the actual rates themselves before the board tonight into consideration for your next meeting, and then we'll be able to incorporate any modifications or changes that you all may want to make after we have that baseline made.
Perfect. I didn't see Charlie in the bright green vest over there.
All right, anybody else? Okay, with that said, all in favor?
Aye.
Same side, nay. Motion approved reading. Okay, ordinance number 2021-R-006, it's an ordinance amending water and fire protection rates for the town of Salisbury, Indiana. It's also something very similar to a sewer thing, so Dick, do you have anything you want to add on that?
More or less, it mirrors the specific statute. The statute controlling water and fire protection is Indiana Code 8-1.5-3-8. And it goes through and sets forth exactly what the responsibilities of the municipality are, one of which would be to set and establish reasonable just rates and charges for the services, being provided. One note of import is sub D, it is the intent of the section that the rates and charges produce an income sufficient to maintain the utility property in a sound physical and financial condition to render adequate and efficient service. And it goes further to state that rates and charges too low to meet these requirements are unlawful. I found that interesting that it was in the statute that they would be unlawful if you could not upkeep and maintain your system. And I know as part of the master plan, as part of the identified projects and upgrades and systems and maintenance, I know that went into consideration for you all in raising these rates. So, sub one, now therefore the rates it sets forth, and Mr. President, I guess I can go ahead and let you read the rest, but that's what sets forth.
Okay. All right, so now therefore it be ordained by this town council of Salisbury, Indiana, as the fall rates, the water and fire protection rates for the town of Salisbury are repealed and replaced as followed. Data for rate phase one and phase two, water and fire protection rates will go into effect on May 1, 2021 and May 1 of 2022, respectively. This ordinance shall be in full force and effective upon its passage and prolongation as evident by the affirmative signatures of the undersigned as the majority of duly elected serving members of this council. So, like I said, this would be something else that also will be on our website for everyone to be able to visualize and see. And once again, we'll have this first reading, and then the second reading will take place at our next meeting. So, I have a motion to approve this ordinance. So, got a motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other discussion?
Just real quick, Charlie, I know we talked about it in respect to the water and the fire hydrants. I know the weather's getting cold and we're going to have a blast in some March air, but are we actively going to look at those 20% of hydrants that we identified as not failing or have issues, and we're actively going, a lot of times things get twisted, left out there in the wind. So are we actively fixing those?
Yeah, we've got a game plan based on a priority from JTL when they did the evaluation of the hydrants and getting scheduled replacements for all that.
Now, will they be rehabbed or replaced?
They'll be replaced.
They'll be replaced.
But that would be part of this ordinance, the purchase, replacement, repair.
Correct. That's what the fire protection fees cover. They cover the use of the fire department, water service through those, as well as the maintenance and repair replacement of those items.
Yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. That said, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved first reading. Ordinance number 2021-R-007 is an ordinance amending 2021 salary ordinance for the town of Salisbury, Indiana. I think this is something that the chief has to say again, too, so I don't know who wants to go first.
So, chief's here. Basically, what this does is when you all approved the salary ordinance, let me back up. When you all did the budget for this year, last year, chief had put in there basically the direction of council addition of two patrolmen. And when we did the salary ordinance for 2021, you have the amount of employees that are allowed per position. So when we adopted that 2021 salary ordinance, we did not increase the number of officers. So what this ordinance does is amend the salary ordinance 2021 to add two additional patrolmen. I'll let you.
That pretty much covers it.
Before I can do the hiring of these, we have to increase that because they're going to want to get paid for hiring them. Right now, we can't under current salary ordinance.
Okay.
So we have two open positions right now, please?
Yes, it's the two new ones that we budgeted for. We just did not add that to the current salary ordinance.
So they are in the budget, correct?
They're already in the budget. We just have to increase the, or add them to the salary ordinance, which we felt to do.
And this is in addition to the one that we added last year?
That's correct.
So that's three in a year, less than a year, police officer, right?
That is correct.
Addition to the force?
That is correct.
I don't have anything else, Greg.
Anybody else have any questions about? Now therefore be ordained by the county council of Sullivan, Indiana, the following salaries, including amendments and respective funds from which to pay said salaries for the calendar year 2021. See Exhibit A attached here too for the comprehensive list of job titles from the town of Sullivan and specified funds by which to pay each position. This ordinance shall be in full force and effective on its passage and prolongation as evident by the permanent signatures of the undersigned as majority and duly elected serving members of this council. So with that, and after our discussion of everything, and knowing what we're trying to do is to continue to protect our areas and our communities. Our community has grown, and so we're wanting to put a few more officers and job opportunities here with the town of Sullivan. So with that said, I'm asking for a motion to approve. So a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other discussion? Very good. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. All right. How about a motion to, where I can read this?
I'll make a motion to waive the second.
Second reading, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, there's a second. I got a second by Scott. So all in favor for moving forward with the ordinance 2021-R-007. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved.
Thank you.
After second reading, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank everyone for the hard work. Okay, we have no unfinished business this evening. New business, All Terrain Pavement Construction, invoice number 2350, change order amount $1,680. I know they did the Appleby project and a couple other projects, so Charlie, you got some things you want to
tell? No, we just had some additional, a little bit of additional work while they were in town last year on New Albany Street, some other patches and stuff that we did a change on. I just need to approved for the additional work that was done with that scope on that.
Okay. All right. So this is for some extra work that was foreseen by our town manager and our employees. So I ask for a motion to approve the change order in amount of $1,680.
So
motion by Scott. Do I have a second? Second by Matt. Any other discussion about it? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Any general comments from the public out there? Okay. Our staff report, our town manager, Charlie Smith.
Well, yeah, I'll start with, we got some weather coming through this week. I'm sure everybody's seen the news at this point. So I'll just ask everyone who might be watching, everyone here, to be diligent, use caution. With the weather coming through, they're anticipating several inches tonight. So we've got town crews going to be out through tonight. Make sure roads are in good shape for in the morning, and obviously, it looks like we have an ice storm coming through later this week, so that's going to be a little bit of an adventure this week. Plus, they're calling for some additional weather coming through this weekend, so I think for not having winter the last 3 or 4 years, we're getting, we're making it up this week, it seems like, so. Other than that, I remind people that Beautify Sellersburg, get on our website, sellersburg.org, go to the bottom of the website, and you'll see not only the ordinances that were there tonight for the discussing the rates, but also there'll be another link on there for Beautify Sellersburg, still seeking volunteers for that through February 26th. So, I think that's pretty short sweep for this week. Yes, sir.
Charlie, the salt devices that go back in the F-250s, I guess we haven't approached that yet, or did you?
We have, they're ordered. Hopefully, they will be here this week.
This week?
As they go, so. Kind of restructuring how we address and apply salt here in town, take care of the roads. I'd like to get our response time down in a storm and a weather event to under 2 hours if possible. So again, we've got, you know, our F-250s, they're all outfitted with plows and stuff on the front, and we're limited with 2 salt trucks. We have 2 dump trucks that run salt, so I'm going to spread that out a little bit so we can assign teams to the individual neighborhoods and group together. They'll run through tandem and 2 plows. Each team has a salt spreader. So, especially when you start talking Preston, downtown, Cooperdale, some of these areas down here, it gets, there's a lot of little streets and turning, and it gets difficult to maneuver those big trucks through
right.
The streets, so this should improve our effectiveness here.
We've always done a real good job with the smaller streets, I think, with the smaller trucks. I know the county, those are kind of limited on what they can do, but we don't always get to do the side streets.
Well, with that, we've got a brine truck now. So working through our brine making capabilities, getting that worked out right now as well, so I'll add to our storm fleet as well.
What's the salt supply look like, Bunny?
We're pretty good shape right now. Realistically, it doesn't matter if we get 10 inches or 1 inch. We still got to apply at basically the same rate, clear the roads off, and once the roads are clear, you come back with your salt. We've burned through a little bit less than half of our inventory right now. So I mean, we should still be good, knowing that we've only really got about a month worth of weather left. So we'll be pricing and shopping that for purchase for this year, for our 2021 purchase here at the end of the month or next. So we're getting into some salt we've had for a long, long time. I mean, it's very large. We're having to break it up and use it. It's been sitting there for a while, so need to start cycling through some of that stuff. So we should be in good shape.
I know my district, I haven't heard any, but I've had a lot of compliments on the street department the last 2 events that we've had. So I applaud all the employees out there working overnight to keep the road safe. So I appreciate it.
Will the beautification committee be run through the parks board, or are you going to run it through here at the town hall?
Well, me being the superintendent of parks now, I work as liaison with that group, ultimately be a volunteer group. The way that will be structured is that it'll be a volunteer group that will work on their own, and I will work as liaison with that group for if they need assistance or different things with whatever projects they want to undertake. Some of that's going to come down to how many people we have as part of that, what their skills are, what their time available is, and there may be several groups that break out of it, which I have to wait and see. We've had pretty good response. I think I've got about 27 or 28 volunteers so far. Within the sign-up sheet, it asks, like, what do you envision this group to do? What do you want, you know, what do you see that could be addressed? And I've seen everything from plantings, general cleanup missions, food collection for food pantry, adopt the streets, Boy Scouts. I mean, we've had a pretty broad spectrum. So once we get through this initial volunteer solicitation phase, we'll go in and have a group meeting, a large group meeting, and just kind of see where it goes. And there again, I think it just comes down to how many people are involved and really what kind of tasks they want to undertake to help improve the town.
Okay, thank you.
That pretty much for across town as far as representation from all of
them? I think so.
Did anybody else have anything?
I had a question about pool. I guess we don't really have an answer yet whether this year is it, I know we're still looking at doing some improvements and repairs, but I guess as the COVID goes, we don't know, is it going to be open or not?
It will be open.
It will be open?
It will be open.
Approximate date?
Tentatively, Memorial Day weekend. I've had some conversation with Andy Campbell, who's our pool manager, about, I think they do an early preview night Friday, where we sell yearly memberships at a discount, so we're still planning on doing that. Again, I think, you know, with the vaccines coming out, some of the social distancing, plus, you know, the pool's outside, so what does that look like? We've had some conversation, I think someone's going to give guidance, we'll be closer to it with the state comes out with, about maybe sectioning off and pre-reserving some of the lounge seats or something that are actually assigning them, and if you're a group, you can pull them together. There again, I think someone's going to come down with some of the guidelines coming down from the state, but the intention is to be open this year.
Have you heard from any, like, neighboring communities, whether their plan or their plan?
Everybody's planning to be open.
Is that okay? Thanks, sir.
Are we, one thing that I'm surprised that there are so many people in this town that have no idea we have a town with a pool park. I mean, you would not believe of people that go, I had no idea we had a pool in town. I think it would be nice to get some signage or advertise more. It is tucked back there, and, you know, it's a hidden gem, it really is, but people never really notice it unless you purposely drive back there off 31.
Sign right there next to David Jackson's.
To that.
I'm old, I can't see that.
Well, to that point, that, you know, the mailer that we sent out, we're working on the next edition of the mailer, to which the pool will be featured in that, where we'll, you know, have the pricing as far as memberships and the opening times and hours and all that stuff, and do kind of a feature piece on that, as well as the potential improvements that we're looking at doing out there, assuming the grant comes through, which, again, I'm waiting on the edge of my seat, that should be coming any day now, as far as that goes, so.
So the slides have been replaced?
Slides have been replaced, correct.
Looks good. Bright yellow.
I think I knocked my best. Got to be seen while we're plowing the roads, got to get out, you know, just being safe there, council.
Once again, I really do appreciate the octane and things, right? I watched them clean last little snow we got, and worked really well together, so appreciate that, so. All right, if nothing else, we'll go to Scobie Tunes Lands, Mike Harris is here to speak to us about a few things this evening, so.
Yeah, I don't have an actual report, I've just got two forms that we need to get signed. I would have done $1 million if we did this at a meeting before, and we just can't find them. So these are going into the SRF folks, part of the PDR, so I just need to get these signed, I don't know if they need to be approved. One is the cost and effectiveness certification form, the other's called the front end document certification, so they just love the chairman's signature on these.
I know, I don't know if you had any desire to want to speak about everybody showing up, interest, sort of plan or anything.
We had the pre-bid meeting for the treatment plant last Wednesday. We had 36 people show up, which is crazy, that's a lot of people. Now, that's, they weren't all GCs, there were a lot of subs and suppliers there. We have, last time we checked, there were 12 GCs that had the plans. So we're keeping our fingers crossed to get, if we can get three or four bids, that'll be, out of that, that'll be a good.
My internet won't work.
So a lot of interest, we've got a lot of questions, a lot of questions, which is good, so that means they're looking through it, and have been keeping up with answering everything, giving information, so. Bid opening's still scheduled for.
4 o'clock on the 26th, right?
26th, that's right, and we'll do it in here.
Well, I said, I appreciate all your hard work, get this kind of sped up for us, get us moving forward, so.
So I don't know if these need approved for him to sign, I wasn't sure exactly how you want to do that. Jake, give me an idea.
Jake, do you need to review those, or? If they're the standard ones that you'll always use.
They're SRF, they're not even.
I'll take a look at them, and
and then ending mine, which I'm sure they're fine.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, do you have anything to discuss?
No, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, well, go kind of mix around a little bit, go on ahead, let Matt go on ahead and do his thing, go basketball.
Get first again.
I'm gonna put you up first today, so, go on ahead and get your excitement, get you.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I want to thank our town employees. They've done a great job with everything that's been weather-wise going on and what's coming up in the future here in the next couple days and even in the next week, they're projecting even more. So I want to thank them all. I want to thank our police department, our police chief got an award from the state. That was a great moment that we all got to be part of. Except for Randy, I mean, that's pretty good. So, thanks for that. So, you know, he does a great job in this community, has a big heart for Thomas Sellersburg. Of course, he'll still be here for another 7 more years. So, but anyway, of course, a lot of people around town have been actually starting to follow the girls way more frequently now that they're moving through the sectionals and the regionals now this upcoming weekend. An exciting win over the weekend beating Salem. Not just once this year, but twice. It's kind of been one of our nemesis and kind of a hard team to beat. So it was an amazing weekend to watch them and then to allow them to get the escort back all the way from Madison High School was really, really, really cool. To allow these kids, knowing that everything that they've gone through, that our community really cares about them. So just be looking for that. They play at noon on Saturday. It'd be a good game. So it'll be on IHSAA TV.
Those aren't those, but we may be missing.
That's it.
All right. Scott?
I have nothing. Thank you, everybody, for all you did.
Sure.
Ditto to everything Matt just said as far as our employees and police chiefs. I have an idea about a blood drive and the possibility of getting Red Cross here with one of their vehicles. And maybe the council could donate blood and maybe our admin people and possibly our employees. And then I want to go ahead and challenge our neighboring communities, Clarksville, Uvalde, Jeff, whomever, to do the same. I don't know what the protocol is right now to get the blood truck here, but Charlie, maybe you can pass that around and find out what it is. You know, sometime in the next 2 months, maybe, or something like that, we get that done. My understanding is they need blood pretty bad right now, so. That's all I have.
All right. And we'll look into that and see Dr. Gazel and see what his protocol may be. So, Randy?
I was going to ask some questions during the meeting, but Scott beat me to it, and Terry did, so you know, I didn't get to ask any of the questions. Seems like they were more receptive to the questions than when I asked them. It looks like it's, you know, there is no dumb questions. I have to have the attorney tell me that. No, it's all good. I'm excited for the town's moving. I'm hearing good things from people, and I haven't had any negative feedback from anybody. And I talked about sewer rates to probably at least 6 or 8 people. And I think we've informed them quite well. The meeting's been open. It's all been on paper. I think that was the key getting it done is getting people to realize what position we're in. And, you know, when they realize that, you know, for the most part, many people, nobody wants to pay more money. Just like I said at the last meeting, really, when you flush the toilet, turn on the water, it's all the same. But, you know, there's always something behind that. It's going to be a big deal. Talking about it now is one thing. When it actually hits, probably be a different, you know, we probably get some calls. But I think as a group, we're doing the right thing moving forward. And basically, we don't have any choice on the sewer side of it. So with that being said, I'm proud to be from Sellersburg and glad I'm privileged to be here working with everybody and working with. That's all I got, Brad.
I appreciate that as well. There's not a doubt about it that we all are here for the betterment of the community. And I think that's what everybody wants from a standpoint. Like I said, I think it was great to see Senator Garten come down and representative of Governor Eric Holcomb and presenting the chief with the astonishing award. Very well deserved and very well appreciated amongst many. We had a full house, appreciated all the local chiefs that came to support him, as well as his mentor. So Darren say that really enjoyed getting to meet him. Once again, did an outstanding job. Michelle brought some nice lunches for everybody to share. And I really appreciated everybody's total support on that. So, like I said, let's try to mention to each and every one of you all out there. Be safe and be careful here for the next week. We'll be out on the roads. Kind of remember, you've got trash pickup throughout this week. So we'll try to be as helpful to you know, our trash pickup program and getting your trash out there in a visible and a safe area. Also remember, folks, I think our last snow removal that we had some ramps that were dug on and hit, so we're going to probably be exploring some of that conversation down the road. So please keep that in mind. I said, I hope everybody has a happy Valentine's Day coming up this weekend, so don't forget your significant other and those around you. So once again, I thank everybody. Thank you guys for everything we've been doing, and I look forward to moving down the road with sewer plant expansion and our rates and everything else. So that's all I have to say. Shelby,
Brad, one thing.
Andy, before, has something else to say?
Yeah, one thing. I had a prior commitment on Friday, and I missed the chief's accepting the award, so I'd like everybody here to just give a little round of applause, and that way we're going to. Appreciate you, Chief.
Thank you. Okay. All right. With that being said, I ask for a motion. I ask for adjournment.
So,
motion by Scott, second by Matt. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same time next. Motion. Adjourn. 6:43.
Hey,